it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah Yeshua, who being in the form, the spiritual likeness of the Mighty One, did not regard equality with the Mighty One a matter to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and came to be in a likeness of man. And having been found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a stake. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. Obedience, following orders, commands, and instructions. My son, Yeshua, was obedient. He obeyed me when I told him to go die. I marvel at your limited perception of this act of obedience. Was the only price he paid his life, his physical life? Was the great sacrifice which became the propitiation of your sins? No, loved one. It was that he would be forever different. His position altered, and he knew it. He stepped out of heaven knowing he could never again return the same. Never. Yet his reply was poetically simple. Yes, Father. I watch you daily in your praise of his act. I hear you in your weakness gatherings, your weekly gatherings. Such wonder and awe you ascribe to him. When he whispers in my right ear about you, may I tell you what he says? How come so many of them miss it, Father? They sing about me, they worship me, yet they don't really know me or the full price I paid. They know things about me, but they do not really know me. My answer to him, they have yet to escape their fear, anxiety, and pride. In one word, their idolatry. Idolatry, preferring your own beliefs over what Yahweh says about anything and everything. Have I not spoken the very same words to you? Go die, my son, my daughter, my bride. The hour has come, the pattern will be fulfilled. I ordered his death so that you would die as well. The religious love to proclaim how they are. New creations without explaining why. The purpose and pattern are all right here. Romans 6, 1 to 13. Romans 6, 1 to 13. It says it. It's right there. So let's go to Romans 6, 1 to 13 and read that and see exactly what it says. So if you're able to turn there now, do so. If not, we'll just follow along here. It says Romans 6, 1 to 13. Sin's power is broken. Well then, should we keep on sinning that Yahweh can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Yeshua, our Messiah in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and we were buried with Yeshua by baptism. And just as Yeshua was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we all may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Yeshua, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Yeshua, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Yeshua, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Yeshua was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now he lives. He lives for the glory of Yahweh. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to Yahweh through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to Yahweh, for you were dead, but now you have a new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of Yahweh. And as we continue the devotional, it says, from life, life to see your destructive ways, to see transgressions, to death, death to everything you have been made alive to see, your destructive ways and your transgressions. The true life, the new creation, the spirit being which is both male and female, you were made alive to die and then to live. This is the pattern, and there is no way around it. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Messiah Yeshua were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through the baptism into death in order for that. Just as Messiah was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too now live a new life. For if we have been united with him in his death, like his, we will certainly be also united with him in his resurrection life, like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that our body ruled by sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. And there we again read Romans 6, 3-7. So that's in part of what we read. So reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to Yahweh. Yes, life to death to true life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And most people that do not understand Yeshua do not understand born again. They don't get that concept. And that concept is understandable. They don't get it because it doesn't make sense to the human carnal mind. Born again, just like Nicodemus said, how could we be born again if we're already born? But only when you start to think about things from a spiritual perspective can we truly understand what it means to be born again. And to truly understand about the essence of life. You see, every lesson that Yahweh gives us in life is precious and powerful. Precious and powerful and important. Every single lesson that he gives us in life. But people aren't getting this. People don't understand this. They don't understand the lessons that he's trying to share with us in our lives. And the things that he's talking about in our lives, they're not getting it. They're not perceiving it. And when we understand this, we understand more clearly of understanding, looking at every single word with a passion, with a complete passion. And what it comes down to is somebody told me a long time ago about how much do we love Yahweh? Do we love his word so much where not only do we want to live it, but we actually believe it. Believe it to be true. And if we have that, we have obedience. As it says here, obedience versus idleness. Making an idol out of something or being obedient. Yeshua was so obedient that he was obedient and willing to die and give up everything that he had. The position he had and everything he had. Was willing to die and take on a human form and come to be with us. Because he was trusting in our Creator's words. And every word that our Creator said, he believed in and he fulfilled. He didn't have idols believing things more than our Creator and getting more emotional about anything other than our Creator. Not to get more emotional about anything more than our Creator. And I'm not talking about what he's created. I'm talking about who created those things. When you idolize or when you think and care more about what is created, more than the Creator who created it, you are idolizing. And in everything, people are doing this today, even our lives. Yes, even our lives. We value our lives more than the Creator of our lives. And that is the problem. We're not taking it serious. We've said so many times Yeshua died for us that it's just become a saying. There's no emotional connection to that anymore. My best friend died. I know people that recently lost their parents. And I know people that lost their children and their spouses. And they go on the internet and they type, oh, please pray for me. I lost my mom or my dad today, or my brother or my sister or my wife today or my child today. And everyone's, oh, and the prayers are pouring out. and the tears are flowing and everywhere else. Where's the prayers and the tears flowing for Yeshua, our Messiah? When I tell people Yeshua died for us, even people that know he did, where's their tears and their emotions? Whenever they think about their close one who deceased, they get all emotional and choked up, even if it's 20 years later. Where's that same feeling for Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah who died for us? Where's that same emotion? We need to have that emotion for Yahweh's holy word. And we need to be obedient to his word with emotion and enthusiasm. And not just doing it to fulfill something. No, doing it because we know it's right and feeling it and believing it. When he speaks about love and he talks about the attributes of love and everything needs to be, people have no problem loving themselves and being idols of certain things in this world, but our Creator wants us to love him and everything he's done for us. And this, in essence, is the problem today. Without this emotion for our Creator and what he's done and understanding him, we can't understand true conviction. We can't connect with our feelings. And until we do that, we're going to continue to be a slave to sin. But when it becomes with the heart, when our heart is circumcised and we are so upset and worried and fearful because we messed up, we sinned, we did something wrong. You know, that's the difference. I look at my daughter, and if she does something she knows she shouldn't have done, she's in complete dismay. Oh, what's wrong? And she starts crying and tells me I did something I shouldn't have done. And it's nothing major, but just the fact that she's so connected to it with her heart. Like it says in the Bible, our innocent children. We need to be like innocent children. But we try to justify it. We don't get any emotional connection to what we're doing wrong. We get no emotional connection to sin. If your heart is truly circumcised, you should love what Yahweh loves and hate what he hates. And we should hate disobedience. And we should love obedience. We should be disgusted by disobedience. And we should be so emotionally upset by it. It should be turning our stomach. Obedience versus idleness. To love our Creator and not just what he's created. Or anything more that he's created more than him. This is where we need to be. And when we understand life, the essence of life, and we understand the importance of life, it makes a tremendous difference. A tremendous difference. So we're going to start with obedience and understand obedience in a whole new way. And I will submit to you that the average Christian, the average so-called believer, if you're not connected to be obedient and to reading and understanding what the Bible says of how we are to live our lives, if you're not studying that out, you're not emotionally connected to our Creator and his death and his resurrection. Because if you were, you'd want to know every single thing. The Bible is a love letter. It's showing us everything that pleases our Creator. And from a physical realm, whether you have a spouse or somebody you love or you think you love, or you, even somebody you're obsessed with, you want to learn everything about that person. You want to do all you can do to please them. You'll turn over every source possible to find out as much about that person as possible. When you're on the internet, you go to social media, you're interested in somebody. I want to find out first, is that person single? I want to find out if they're, you know, their history, what they like, what they don't like. And if you get your opportunity to introduce yourself to that person, you could be more prepared to be pleasing to them. Well, the Bible shows us everything about our Creator and everything that our Creator wants and desires and loves. And we should have that same passion to be pleasing to Him. To be pleasing to Him. And it's something you never give up. You never give that up. You're always finding ways to please the ones you love. And the more you learn about them, the more easy it is to please them. And that's how it has to be with our Creator. The more we learn about him, the more easy it's going to be to please him. And he wants us to please him through obedience, submissiveness to his words. Two words that are curse words today in the church, obedience and submissiveness. But our Creator and his word, that's what Yeshua was all about, obedience and submissiveness. Yeshua, our very Messiah, the one we claim to follow, was all about obedience and submissiveness, and he certainly didn't make idols in his life. We need to be obedient to our Creator and understand that and connect with that emotionally. So I'm not just telling you to do something. I'm telling you to do something emotionally, connect to it. I often say emotions can get us in a lot of trouble. Emotions can get us in trouble. And I'm not saying we should be doing things, emotionally on certain levels, but I'm saying we need to connect our heart to what we are doing that we know is right. Because when it comes to making that decision to trust our Creator, we need to disconnect from our human sense and our human emotions. And we need to trust our Creator. That doesn't make sense to our mind or our emotional level, that what he is saying can be true. But when we connect with, when we disconnect with our human emotions, our senses, our thought patterns of our mind, and we emotionally connect our heart to his word and trust him, that's when we are able to be obedient to his word. And everyone has this intellect of their own mind, but they don't have the feeling of a circumcised heart that says, I don't have a choice but to be obedient to my Creator. You know, I saw an interview once with a Muslim, and they were talking about their obedience to Islam. And they said, Americans will never understand that this is not something that we have a choice in. It's part of our DNA. It's something that's connected to us so much so that we don't have an option but to be obedient. And I thought, if only believers of the true word of our Creator had that same connection to scriptures, understanding the words and the commandments are part of the DNA of our DNA. It's where we come from to be obedient to our Creator. And we don't have a choice. It's not something we can even intellectually think about. Our heart says this must be done because we love our Creator. And it promises us in Scripture, if we're obedient, then we get the great gifts and the great things he has for us. The great things he wants for us. And you know, and we can't use the excuse, but we were born here. No, it says in 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Stop making excuses. Stop thinking about it with your mind. Start thinking about it with your heart and disconnect from what you've been taught and what the church still teaches, and start reading the scriptures, the holy words of scriptures. And then you can understand why people are willing to literally die. Fox's Books of Martyrs, and people today be martyred all over the world. They're willing to die for the holy words. And that's when you understand and know my favorite scripture in all scripture. One of my favorites is when Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Wow. His words are more important than my life. That's how it has to be. That's how it has to be. And the scriptures give us these, as it calls it, schoolmasters, or these examples of how to live our lives. That's what the Torah is. It's a measure of what we're doing is sin or not sin. That's what shows us in the scriptures. So somebody who's doing abortion or homosexuality or all of these different things, they have not connected their hearts on an emotional level. And instead, in their mind, they're trying to justify why it's okay to live in this sin. And the average person that called themselves a Christian can understand what I just said. But at the same time, the average person that calls them a Christian is defiling the Sabbath day, which is the fourth command. And they're not eating the clean foods that our Creator says. And those are sins also. And they have yet to emotionally connect from a heart level with our Creator. And they start intellectually in the mind. Well, it's not too bad, this and that, and this will. No. All sin is disobedience to our Creator's holy word. And he wants us to be righteous in the way we live. That's what he desires of us. That's what he desires. And through his great understanding, and that we are not perfect, through his great mercy, you know, he lets us get by when we mess up, if we have that right desire in our hearts. But when we make the excuses and we don't connect with him on a heart level to be obedient to his holy word. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is what it means when Yeshua said, whoever loves me will keep my word, will keep my commandments. We have to connect it. We can't just do it, but we have to love him to do it. You know, and he first loved us by giving us Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, through mercy and grace. So we have to love him back and do that and understand this. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brothers, be firm, steadfast, and always fully devoted to the work of Yahweh, knowing that Yahweh, your labor is not in vain. So fully devoted. It's not about picking and choosing. It's about having a complete desire to love our Creator on every level, to learn about him and to love him. To learn about him and love him. That's the obedience that comes as a result of our love. John 14:21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't love him if you do not keep his commandments. What I am saying, and what Scripture reveals to us, that if you do not keep his commandments, you may love him on an intellectual level with your mind, and maybe even a little with your heart, but you're not getting a full understanding of what he means by love, as we discussed already, the attributes of love, all of them, not just some of them. And when you connect with all the attributes of love and what love truly is, that's what he's talking about. If you love me, truly love me, truly love me, covering all the aspects of what love is, without being anything incomplete, if you truly love me completely, you'll have no problem keeping my commandments. That's what he's talking about. So you might think you love him. You might think you love everything about him. But when we have that misconception of what true love is, we have this excuse to need to keep his guidelines and instructions. When you truly love him from a full aspect of love, the way he loved us to give his life for us, when you love him so much you're willing to give up your life for him, when you understand all the aspects of love that are covered in the Scriptures, and anything less than that is not true love. But when you understand true love, it's when you truly love him, those of you that truly love me will keep my commandments. That's what he wants us to do. And he wants us to live and experience that joy and comfort that comes with being obedient to our Creator's words. That's what he wants us. He says in Psalms 119:47-48, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I meditate on your decrees. That's what he talks about. That's what it says. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy is set before him, he endured on the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down on the right hand and throne of our Father, Yahweh. When we understand this, and we understand also the consequences of disobedience and the difference between this, and understanding there's no neutrality with our Creator. There's no neutrality in true love. There's no neutrality in a circumcised heart. And the book, the Bible is not a book of different things. It's a book of opposites. Love versus hate, good versus evil, life versus death. You know, so we understand this. It says in Proverbs 3:11, my son, do not despise Yahweh's discipline and do not resist his rebuke. We need to be obedient, and he's crying out for us to be obedient. He says in the word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. So how many of us are ready to live and have that life? It's such an important thing. And it's what he wants us. He wants our obedience. That's what he wants. It is better to obey than to give sacrifices. This is what he changed. This is why he gave us this helper to help us accomplish these things. And he wants us to do these things. It says in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, or if you're obedient to me, you will be abide in my love. Just I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. That's the scripture we want to hold on to today. John 15:10. Understanding the concept of love and what true love is. And then loving his commandments and being obedient to them. And how beautiful it is. It's so beautiful. And that's where humility comes in. And that's where we understand the life of Yeshua and the death of Yeshua. And that's where we die with him and we raise with him. And that's what it's about. And you're no longer a slave to sin when you get this, to disobedience. You no longer desire it. You're disgusted by anything that is of disobedience. And that's a place where we all want to come to. And I pray these words will help you come to that. Praise the wonderful Creator for his holy word that he's given us to guide us, to teach us, and to show us what his desire is for us. And I pray that we get this today and we understand it. That is our devotional for today. And praise Yahweh. And I leave you with 1 Peter 1:22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. And that's what it's about. The greatest of all these things is love. Thank you very much for listening today. Yahweh be with you all. If you want some more of these devotionals, you can go to the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also subscribe to our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this. Please share this with others. And until then, everybody, have a great day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.